Much more so than physicians, nurses are typically trained in a holistic model of healthcare. This approach highlights the patient's innate capacity for self-healing. The role of nurses is to maintain an environment and a human touch that stimulates a patient's own curative powers. As observed by British nursing pioneer Florence Nightingale, nature alone heals. In addition to the importance of administering medication and basic procedures in today's healthcare setting, nurses recognize that healing can be enhanced when a patient keeps a positive frame of mind.
Some people say, oh, it's just the placebo effect, but I'm all in favor of the placebo effect. If you can accomplish pain relief without giving medication, terrific. The main thing is, what is the result?
Linda Mulliken teaches nursing at Triton College outside Chicago. She's also a cancer survivor.
I had breast cancer at the age of 41, almost 25 years ago, when I had a modified radical mastectomy. I went in one day and had a biopsy, and they admitted me, and I had my mastectomy the next day. Now, I had a 9-year-old daughter at home. I was divorced. I had a full-time job. I was just stunned. I knew I had had a lump in my breast, and it had been determined for several years that this was fibrocystic disease, but then apparently something grew inside of that mass. I had over 11 months of chemotherapy, and during that time, I was scared to death. I kept thinking, what would happen to my daughter if something happened to me? And I began looking for ways that I could help promote the most positive outcome for myself. And there's a lot of time between chemotherapy treatments, although I was working.
A lot of time that could be spent worrying.
Yes, there are a lot of times, and was spent worrying. But there was a lot of, I kept thinking, I ought to be doing things for myself that will work for me in addition to what the doctors are doing. The doctors are seeing me every 2 weeks, and I'm getting this injection, and I'm taking these this Cytoxan every day. But there ought to be something that I can be doing. And so I began looking into various avenues. But at that time, there was very little out there for the patient to do. You just went to the doctor and waited between visits, and they took care of you, and they fixed you up, and that was it. But there was something almost like an underground. I began to find one person would tell me this, and I'd go to this meeting, I'd go to that meeting, and I'd find out that there was an awful lot of stuff going on out there. And as I began exploring things like imagery, visualization, nutritional approaches, I sort of tried to separate the wheat from the chaff, and that's what triggered my interest in the mind-body connection.
This is Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, one of many major hospitals across America that now include mind-body practices in their menu of patient care options. This approach recognizes a therapeutic potential of the human mind, that a patient's positive mental attitude can enhance emotional well-being and compliance with treatment. It uses a biopsychosocial model of healthcare that lies at the heart of nursing. A researcher at Dana-Farber, Susan Bauer-Wu, studies how nurses can ease the worries of cancer patients.
Whether or not they are anxious about a procedure that's starting, that they're going to be involved in or are involved in, or they're waiting for the doctor to come in the room and to give them the results of a test, or they're anticipating going for a scan, whatever it is, by pausing, by being with that person, gently touching them, and saying, just close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Pay attention to the air coming through your nose, filling your lungs, filling your abdomen, holding it, and then gently letting it out. And as you're breathing in, you know, energy and good health, and you breathe out stress and anxiety. And just doing that for a couple of minutes, just even three breaths, can be very, very powerful.